USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump spoke at the Republican convention accepting the nomination for president.
My fellow Americans, tonight with a heart full of gratitude and boundless optimism, I profoundly accept this nomination for President of the United States.
And the president also invited Democrats, independents, and anyone else who wanted to join his campaign.
The Republican Party, the party of Abraham Lincoln, goes forward united, determined, and ready to welcome millions of Democrats, independents, and anyone who believes in the greatness of America and the righteous heart of the American people.
In his acceptance speech, the president spoke on Second Amendment rights, school choice, law and order, bringing troops home, and freedom of speech. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The teenage suspect arrested after two people were fatally shot during a third night of protest in the wake of the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin, had been part of a group that sought to be deputized just hours earlier. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth said he believed the suspect, whom authorities identified as 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, was part of a group of armed individuals who asked to be deputized and allowed to patrol the street ahead of the Tuesday night protests. A large fire erupted at a chemical plant outside the Louisiana city of Lake Charles following Hurricane Laura's passage through the area. Images and videos of the blaze showed large plumes of smoke billowing over Interstate 10, and Governor John Bel Edwards is now advising all locals to stay out of the area. He said residents are advised to shelter in place until further notice and close all doors and windows. The BioLab Lake Charles plant was built in 1979 and manufactures acid and other chemicals used in household cleaners. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Russia is now blaming the United States for a tense confrontation in Syria, in which Russian military vehicles and helicopters surrounded U.S. armored vehicles, leaving a number of U.S. troops injured. The White House National Security Council said in a statement that Russian vehicles struck a U.S. mine-resistant all-terrain vehicle, causing injuries to the vehicle's crew. A U.S. military official said that Russian forces were operating inside a designated security zone that they had agreed to stay out of. There have been many encounters between Russian and U.S. forces on the ground in Syria. Some have been tense, but the official said the incident earlier this week was the first time an American troop was injured in such a confrontation. The injuries were minor, but the U.S. officials called the Russian forces' actions reckless. For those of you who are video gamers out there, Epic Games launched the new season of the hit video game Fortnite, pitting Marvel superheroes against the Fantastic Four in the first update to exclude iPhone and iPad users due to a legal fight with Apple. Many users took to Twitter to complain about missing out on an otherwise exciting event for the global gaming community, while some raved about the latest version. Apple has removed the game from its App Store after Epic Games challenged the company's policy of taking a cut of purchases made inside the app by allowing users to pay Epic directly at a cheaper price. Dubbed the Nexus War, the new version features Marvel characters including Thor, Iron Man, She-Hulk, Storm, and Doctor Doom. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.